From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Turkey begins mass arrests after a failed coup attempt is put down. Turkish officials said Saturday that more than 2,800 soldiers and officers who attempted a coup late Friday have been arrested. Among the top military officers detained is the commander of the 3rd Army Corps, who could face charges of treason. Laura Patel is a freelance journalist in Istanbul. She says that many there fear that President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will use the failed coup to consolidate his power and go after his opponents.
We heard today, this afternoon, that 2,700 judges have lost their jobs. They've been sacked from their roles, and also some more senior prosecutors as well. And this is already ringing alarm bells amongst the critics of President Erdogan, because what they fear is that he will use this coup as a way of bolstering his very fiercely held ambition to become an executive president in Turkey. The role in the past has been ceremonial, and he wants to change it to officially give himself more powers. And the fear is that he will use this as cover for going after opponents, to eroding checks and balances. So that's definitely something to watch.
Reporter Laura Patel in Istanbul. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry reaffirmed the United States' support for the democratically elected government in Turkey. Speaking in Luxembourg, Kerry said that he had talked with President Obama about events in Turkey and reiterated U.S. backing of Turkey as a key NATO ally. Secretary Kerry also said the Obama administration had not received any requests to extradite Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom President Erdogan of Turkey blames for the coup attempt. This is VOA News. France's interior minister has boosted security measures across the country, calling on thousands of reservists to help in the wake of Thursday's deadly truck attack in Nice. In Nice, that is. Bernard Cazeneuve said Saturday that the mobilization will help local police officials prepare and fight terrorist attacks.
Leur rôle sera centré.
He said their main role will be centered on two fundamental missions. First of all, the control of people at the borders, at toll roads, the flow of people. I remind you that since the return of border controls decided during the night of November 13th, 48 million people have been controlled across all of our land, air, and maritime borders. The Islamic State group announced earlier in the day that 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel, the Tunisian man who barreled through a holiday crowd with a truck in the southern French city, was one of its soldiers. There is no clear connection between Boulel and the Islamic State. France also began 3 days of national mourning on Saturday in memory of the 84 people who died in Thursday's attack. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump appeared for the first time with his running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, at a rally in New York. Trump called Pence a man of character, honor, and his partner in this campaign.
I would like to introduce a man who I truly believe will be outstanding in every way and will be the next vice president of the United States, Governor Mike Pence. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Pence, who served 6 terms in the U.S. House of Representatives before he was elected governor in 2012, is a staunch conservative. He once endorsed Trump's opponent Ted Cruz in the primaries, but said he was honored to serve alongside Trump now.
Join us. For the sake of our security, for the sake of our prosperity, for the sake of a Supreme Court that will never turn its back on our God-given liberties, let's come together.
The announcement comes 2 days before the Republican National Convention gets underway in Cleveland, Ohio. President Obama used his weekly media address to reassure Americans after the deadly police shootings of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota and the murders of 5 Dallas policemen in Texas. Mr. Obama said he held conversations with both sides of the divide and that issues of race go back centuries in America's history, but he called on all Americans to join together to do what he said is right. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.